Peter, you fucking asshole! That was my eye! Oh, I feel like a fucking pigeon. I am dripping. What on earth do you take? Oh, that was like making love to a fire hose. I have been in better shower storms than that. You ejaculate like Chuck D. This is awful. Fuck conspiracy.
Yo, what's up? This is Cool Keith from the New York area, the New York City Boogie Down Bronx, checking out the Friday Night Live show.
Yeah, it's the boy Joel Ortiz, Brooklyn's on in the building. Y'all already know what y'all listening to. It's the Friday Night Live show with Mr. Montana and my 2 minutes. You can't stand up. Internet soldiers, but you know. Yeah.
Yo, check this out. This is Chuck D. You're now tuning to Conspiracy Worldwide. No red tape, no white tape, no black tape, just pure hip-hop with no profit involved. Start the revolution. Conspiracy continues to fight. Music and the message. That's right. You're listening to Mr. Montana, the voice of the common man here on the Friday Night Live show.
All right, your man, Jump Off Joe Budden, a.k.a. King of New Jersey, a.k.a. best rapper in the worldwide web, and you're now checking out the Friday Night Live show hosted by my man Mr. Montana and my dude Minute.
Hello everybody, this is Ron Jeremy and you're listening to Mr. Montana on Conspiracy Radio. Excellent choice. I'm listening too.
This is Triple X film star Carol Ott and you're listening to Mr. Montana on Conspiracy Radio.
Hi, this is Tracy Islands, and I'm listening to the sounds of Mr. Montana on Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. Peace.
Hey, right, let me get in my zone. Okay, you're listening to Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. This is the Friday Night Live show with Mr. Montana and Menace. This is Bend Over, saying good night and good luck.
Bukaki in the forest, welcome. It is, of course, the Friday Night Live show. And for whoever you're here for tonight, we welcome you with open arms. Hopefully you've seen the promo, it was a little bit late out tonight. But tonight we're going to be talking to four legends. And in the next 4 or 5 hours, we're going to be talking to Adult Entertainment's most prolific, most well-dressed, most well-kept. We're going to be talking to Peter North. He's going to be with us on the show. And then we take it BBC Radio 1, the biggest DJ out here in the UK and has been for years. Mr. Tim Westwood is going to be joining us on the show tonight. And then we take it back, real underground. We talk to one of the finest lyricists out there. Cannabis is going to be with us on the show tonight. And then live from his birthday party, he'd only do one radio station, and of course it's Conspiracy. We're going to be talking to Immortal Technique tonight. Oh, damn. Contact us, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com.
America has given the Negro people a bad check. A check which has come back marked insufficient funds.
Don't forget to add us to your Windows Live Messenger, conspiracyhq@live.com. I've got Menich who's sat down beside me, my co-hosts. As Westwood would say, let's go in!
like dismantling Triscuits. Don't miss this instance, I manage to rip it. Damage any amateur, ramming a man's in our hit list. Mind blows, cold goes weak, but I'm heat in the streets. A Christian man, but my plans are being heathen on beats. Read him and weep, cause love blood's beating on sheep. We creep on him, keep bombing with this limitless speech. These secrets are unlockable, you thought it was impossible. Though one may be overcome as three, we are unstoppable. I shock the fools who think I'd ever take this art for granted. All this work was worth it, cause another Zeno has been planted. With great potential like a painter's empty canvas, demanding a standard of holiness all throughout the planet. It's getting frantic, got the enemy in panic. Still we're blinded by the veils of apathy, and I just can't stand it. With astonishing speak flows, we bows get deep bold. With heat poems, your streets old. Us monuments, the stilo be dominant through prominent speech. So any parliament party of followers, Kamala win defeat. Slow peeps know it's that calm sickness. These is Ray Allen raps that's bombing them from long distance. Any problems, we be ambitious, leading on with the sickest raps out into vicious. If we lay these tracks and we be throwing them up, cracking down on all you phony rappers calling your bluff. Watch while they keep you from the flames. We're not playing no games. Stop hating, we got this lock play. We didn't change the plot, staying the same. Album drops hot, we on top. Now you moms and pops saying our name. So put these three together, we're better and ill with the rhetoric. Don't you ever forget it, that Christ is always gritting. I'm gonna keep on speaking it so that it echoes in your ear. Gotta get it in one take, cause our budget is real low. No skrill of a don't fret, this flow's a killer. We touch souls, rush those. We control the filter. Make an opportunity to break the shackles of religion. To be his hands and his feet, to see the street making decisions. Demanding defeat on the beast and his minions. Jesus is risen. Now's the time to teach you the business. Business.
Today was a bad day.
Let's go on this fresh killer priest. Conspiracy exclusive.
King.
Every day a funeral, the beast swings immovable. The rain falling from the sky, the pepper with the silver moon. Moving through the fifth world, we drowning in the system pool. Wisdom Jewel 7, God mentioned if you follow. Confidential priest, secret code of Leonardo. I speak before apostles, prophecies of tomorrow. Glocks are squeezed, eyes glancing over song slow. I'm no Sodomus, I spoke in conference. Become cold to the conflict. Michael the angel and the Lord of hosts are armed. I'm honored to spit with the bow king. We told, say y'all pay homage. Blood of Christ carried ice, soak in our garments. The hand of Satan draw lines through my endless canvas, fades peace.
Today was a bad day. Yo, I woke up this morning with sun in my eyes. I thank you, Father, another day that I survived. Took a quick shower, hygiene, brushed my ribs. Looked in the mirror, face woofing. Simon Cakes cooking early, doing sets of 50 in the living room. Here comes little Bree Bree and Pissy Pampers. Changed her, now she's smelling like aloe vera. I'm tripping off of last night when Whoopi got arrested for drunk driving in Manhattan, somewhere near Essex. That's it, his license is suspended. This is fourth time I told him that Patron is a motherfucker. My uncle Bro, you know my mother's brother called me up. Let's play some ball, practice on your jump shot, nigga. Put on some sweats, Air Jordans fresh out the box. I bet I score 30, I'm on some James Worthy. Game over's going on 2 o'clock. I got a shirt from Ivo, yo, come on the block. When I got there, man, frown all in his face. He was like, somebody got me, they robbed my place. Took the plasma and DVD, all my jewels. Got a feeling who the fuck it was, crackhead blue. When I see him, I'm a stomp fest, blood in his mouth. Yeah, he better not come around here, bro, that's my word. Little L up so he could just calm his nerve. Yeah, he even took my Louis sneakers, I ain't get to wear them yet. Don't stress it, you gon' see him sooner than you think. No need to call the cops, yeah, this is the streets. Caught a kite, blew on the ab, selling your shit to some Puerto Rican niggas on the corner of Fifth. Hopped on Atlantic, made a sharp left on Fourth. When I see this motherfucker, I'ma tear his head off. Yo, Blue, come here, motherfucker. Come here, nigga. Come here. Get that nigga, get him.
Killer Priest, Timbo King. Email is going crazy. We've got all your questions from our promotion team. We're ready to get to those questions for Peter North when he comes on tonight. We must have had over 100 different questions come in. I've just been told 200. But hold tight, he's coming in about approximately 45 minutes. We'll be speaking to Peter North. But before then, we'll be talking to the big dog himself. Straight from the UK, as is this artist. Check this.
Hello. when I retaliate. I'll leave a rapper with a battered face. I'll make a watered down MC evaporate, cause I've acquired the taste of spitting venom on the tightest brakes. Unleash hell to get inside the gates. Writing scriptures is my hobby. I leave MC souls levitating without a body. Other guys are getting dashed quick now. Watch my name spread faster than a scratched itch, cause every rap sick, I'm too quotable. Better than every local rapper here in the stratosphere. It's way too clear that I'm excelling. I've got the best grammar, all the rest rappers need to check spelling. I'm undoubtedly a sick rapper. Still no writer's block after 506 chapters. Pen and mathematics, my words flex like an acrobatic. This hip hop's just a bad habit. I can't help it, I'm addicted. When I was 14, I had microphones on my list for Christmas. Ever since I started spitting, too much time away from the mic, and my right hand starts itching. I love the kick, snare, hi-hat, bassline, beatboxing, while singing at the same time. I take time out of life just to write rhymes. So fuck school, I'm here writing punchlines. I'm dissing guys, I don't need a breather. The last MC that dissed me is dropped up inside my freezer. You're a bitch of a Bacardi breezer. I'm the hardest preacher, writing lines since Nasty Diva. And I don't care if I'm loved, I don't like you either. Cut through the megaphone, unleash a violent fever. Talking like you're a righteous preacher, but you're living, you're sinning without faith and forgiving. I'm the stegosaur, and every line I spit's hella raw. I hit the gash until it's mega sore, cause I'm a robotic with a dope spit. I wrote one verse that filled up the gap of a whole clip. I'm so rugged and strange, sticks and stones may break bones, but my words are double the pain. I'm Dan Lambert, I'm fucking insane, and I've been the same since these dark arts got stuck in my brain. Yo, I'm trapped, man, I'm stuck in these chains, with gases from faraway planets still flooding my veins. I'm an old perv touching the page, with a broken every rule in this music, but it just ain't a game.
Happens to be the sound of Dan Lambert. We're about to represent the UK for about the next 15 minutes before Tim Westwood joins us. Let's see what his views are on the UK scene. We listen to artists like Dan Lambert. Let's see who Westwood listens to. And on that note, good evening, Menace.
Hey, hey, how you doing, bro?
Hey, hey, how wavy are you tonight?
Hey, hey.
You're looking very wavy, if I may say so.
Thanks, but yeah, it's a new look, new look.
It's a good look, strong.
Yeah, I emerge through the iron gate. Head to toe in heavy clothes, yet the cold lacerates my entire face. I'm wide awake, still I'm in a tired state, with my stomach turning over, begging me to let the bride escape. It's 5 to 8 when I walk next to where drivers race, scared they might commit the crime of being slightly late. Clinging to the concept of finer days, the might await them, if for now they simply sit and wish their lives away. It's a depressing habit for any demographic. Every man's alone though, so I just let them have it. Duck in the tube to escape the heavy traffic, and feel my guts shudder when I clock all the fluorescent jackets. I feel a second's panic, like what the hell has happened? See, I'm not telepathic, but this is heavy-handed. I'm thinking someone's been arrested, strapped with so much Semtex they could have left a plethora of dead cadavers. And that's the best apparent possibility, that the terrorist attack was plotted prior to the killing spree. But no one's calling in the military. It turns out they need 50 please just to say, cause if it's fear that we're fixated with, then we'll soon assume it's dangerous not to be a patriot. That's the way we live. Get your red and white flag and start waving, yeah. Celebrate the latest dick. We're living in the last days. Paranoid that we aren't safe. Cause we're living in the last days. It's the reality we can't change. Or cause we're living in the last days. Paranoid that we aren't safe. Cause we're living in the last days. It's the reality we can't change. Can't change.
Mad thugs in the truck with the bucks in the trunk. Blade by the waist to wave in your face. Start cutting you punk, cutting your folk, cutting you up like they cutting the coke. Fuck is a joke, nowadays they even cutting the dope. Tug on the smoke, got you feeling like you stuck on the ropes. Coughing up blood from your lungs and black guns when you choke. It's no joke, man ain't speaking no shit. Watch when you hitting the spliff and grinding teeth in the grip. Used to be they used to leave the weed seeds in the mix. If the dealer's a prick, now they putting silica in your shit. Speaking of which, speaking out your fucking ass if you spit. Shit about your shit, being the shit. Don't play on words, man, this shit ain't this shit, it's just shit. Like fucking a bitch with a shaved head, flat ass and no tits. You know the score, nowadays ain't nothing pure. Just yeah. Poison like the minds of the man.
We're living in the last days. Paranoid that we aren't safe. Cause we're living in the last days. It's the reality we can't change. Or cause we're living in the last days. Paranoid
happens to be the brand new sound. Scrying tax.
The reality we can't change.
Hey yo, they got barcodes on the back of your neck. Totalitarianism so close but ain't happening yet. And ID cards are tracking your travel. We're trashing your set. THTC apparel terrorists come crashing your jet. Fox News got a lack of respect, but Al Jazeera's got a Mac and a tech. Pointed at a journalist for the Daily Mail saying Allah protect Bush, Bush and Jesus. What's happening, bless? In the manner they're all rapping their sex. Talking like they know war, they don't know their right from their left. I don't know who to trust, I'm in the side for death. Lifetime assessed and trust a pipe and I guess. Nah, I ain't just us, man, the world is dead. Hell frozen over hearts, overruled by the heads. Who you gonna trust? You can't turn to the feds. As for this generation, we're the worst ones yet. Nah, I ain't the UK, man, the world is dead. Hell frozen over hearts, overruled by the heads. Who you gonna trust? You can't turn to the feds. As for this generation, we're the worst ones yet.
Fresh, brand new sounds, Grind Tax. The track, of course, is called Last Days. Be on the lookout for that.
Yo, what's up, Yates? Yeah, man, no good.
Send this one out to Crossbone T.
Time now, right?
Shout out to Crooked One. Mr. B. Sheeper.
Mr. High Place, Blaze the Tide. Yates, stay nice off the Jaeger, man.
Brand new Jest.
Pray you find a place to hide. Cold out here, best stay inside.
As the hands of time turn, I learn, cause I observe. Listen to contemplate on every word. Evolution can't be reversed, so I can only grow to the day that I'm placed in the grave and my bones lay in the dirt. I portray my pains, the pain's brain averse. I waited and waited, but now it's Shaker's turn to engrave my name in your brain like microchips made by scientists. High by the CIA, I spit the lavish shit, the rhymes are kicker insane. And I could levitate like David Blaine when I'm blazing a herb. I meditate with Mary Jane to escape from the surf. Celebrating every day since the day of my birth. Trying to maintain, but the brain gets on my nerves. You wanna play games, I'm trying to locate a chick with an umbrella to get me shelter from this fucked up weather. So why you in my way, man? You should know better.
Mr. High Place, Blaze the Tide. Yeeks stay nice off the Jaeger mind. Fake MC's gonna pay the price. For pages of rhymes that'll plagiarize. Mr. High Place, Blaze the Tide. Yeeks stay nice off the Jaeger mind.
Conspiracy HQ at live.com. Add us up.
I just nursed my beer, persevere. Probably the worst person here. Purposely murk your career. See where beats burst in your ear. Fucking with me, I leave your CV with a permanent smear. Loud and long, murder you there. Where you standing? Why in RC the empire expanding? The fire water guzzling. Brushing my teeth with kerosene. Spitting flames the illest you ever seen.
They can never say I don't deliver. I give him my all riding these rhythms. Spitting sick shit that makes your spine shiver. The mighty ripper, Mr. Master. The drifter in the twin like vines. Supersized rhyme villains, red eye blinds. My vision, little wine in my system. Bit of time and I can fly with the spirits. Cool your pride without trying or thinking. Only relying on instinct to finish your hype. Your lies and everything you relinquish.
Mr. High Place, Blaze the Tide. Yeeks stay nice off the Jaeger mind. Fake MC's gonna pay the price.
Happens to be the sound of Jagger. He's been on holiday this week, apparently out there in Switzerland.
Yeeks stay nice off the Jaeger mind.
But be on the lookout for his brand new album on Y&R Records. That's Jagger and Jess. We've got to keep things bouncing. Westwood's on the way. You don't leave this man waiting. Friday Night Live, Conspiracy Worldwide.
Disappearing, no longer remain. Have your peeps crying for you, saying what
a shame. If they got a candle burning for you, I put out the flame. I keep running like blood through the veins. Bust your head open and empty out your brains. One of the realest in this game, doubt me if you wanna. I'll show you the hand of God like I was Maradona. Blowing up like a suicidal Iraqi bomber. I dispose of you quickly, you'll be a goner. Nothing left when Tev the chef puts a sh**k in your left side and ripping out your intestines. It's too gory and grimy. God's favourite like Nori. A terror squad on my own, tell a true story.
Welcome to my labyrinth, it's a place that you can't leave. There's only lampposts here, no palm trees. The air's ice cold, ain't no tame breeze. And every day's wasted trying to make peace. The sun sets and the days end penniless. Sometimes you wanna sit back and reminisce. When life wasn't like this, I used to be a nice kid. Now I walk around half dead. You feel lost because there ain't no directions to head to. Haven't got a clue what's the best move. I go to school but it's tough there. I'm so hungry, I gotta spend my money on the bus fare. I used to think about life and space. Now I just ride with whatever I like the taste of. I'm expressionless, I threw my face off. When I was motherless, now the pain's gone. Cause I don't feel shit. Fill my head with lead and a blue steel clip. I'll probably still sit right there with my blank face. I stare into space thinking, why am I lost in this rat race? I'm living life in a bat cave with a PC in the corner, looping up fat breaks. This music's the only thing that I've got. Everything I used to love started to rot when it got cold and shit weren't there to shelter it. Now I'm crying out, someone help this kid. I was buried alive, but the earth between me and the world is my crumbling mind. Welcome to my labyrinth, it's a place that you can't leave. There's only lampposts here, no palm trees. The wind's ice cold, ain't no tame breeze. And every day's wasted trying to make peace. Welcome to my labyrinth, it's a place that you can't leave. There's only lampposts here, no palm trees. The wind's ice cold, ain't no tame breeze. And every day's wasted trying to make peace. This place is desolate, nobody here follows etiquette. Walk around at night and get your melon jerked. Little youths here are going for the rebel look. With their hoods up, caps low, never shook. It's a dark maze, tried to follow different pathways. I wanna do what my heart craves. I used to bun J's next to the runways. Spent 2 years of my life in a rough haze. I could've got grades and maybe got paid, but I was fascinated on how the pot tastes. Now I feel like a waste of space. I'm nearly 18, ain't even got a job. I hate this life, I'm walking with a tainted mind. Trust me, you don't wanna know what's inside. I'm so trapped in this labyrinth, trapped in this cage, lost in this maze. Find my heart and start stabbing it. I was meant for the mic, but the cold wind in this life just doesn't feel right. I'm trapped in this labyrinth, trapped in this cage, lost in this maze. Find my heart and start stabbing it. I was meant for the mic, but the cold wind in this life just doesn't feel right. I was buried alive, but the earth between me and the world is my crumbling mind. Welcome to my labyrinth, it's a place that you can't leave. There's only lampposts here.
Happens to be the brand new exclusive sounds of Dan Lambert.
And every day's wasted trying to make peace. Welcome to my labyrinth, it's a place that you can't leave. There's only lampposts here, no palm trees. The wind's ice cold, ain't no tame breeze. And every day's wasted.
Representing the UK. As we just warm up the red carpet for our first guest tonight, Pete. Peter North, of course, in about 30 minutes. But in a few seconds, Tim Westwood. Check out this joint. Verbal Terrorists. Let me know if you're feeling this one. Friday night.
From way back when I used to count my keepy-ups, Daleks from Doctor Who and Count Dracula would keep me up. Taking refuge behind settees, life was easy, now a lack of drugs will keep me up at night. I used to be a timid rabbit, then I grew up, and now I only shy away from kicking habits. Days were longer back then, now they slip away. It's a shame, now I don't anticipate Christmas Day. And it makes the winter seem colder. In pictures I look different, but didn't feel older. But I guess it's all relative. More sedatives make talk of flawed sentiment. A more relative pass away. That's a shame. As they say, life goes on, live past the pain. And grasses make haste to be passing blame. Me, I stay true to me mates and me father's name. Who I am now seems strange. I'm not who I once seems changed. So I mustn't forget what I did in the past. Cause these things are the things that I am. So I mustn't forget.
floor, yeah. That little spanky kid with a snot rag, that little Freddy Kitty was not bad. I mustn't forget, I'm the blood of my parents, and these are the people that care most. I mustn't forget. I used to think my bedtime was too early, then I grew up and bedtime was dirty. I remember when being up at midnight was like shit tight. I'm a real fucking big guy. Hey, it's funny how things change. Money was a luxury, it's now thick chains. Locking us to the game, putting doubt in my brain. There's not gonna be a change, the pound is to blame. I ride a lot cause it saves us time. I used to ride around the block with me stabilizers. Lately I've been breaking silences, cause I've grown a brain since the first days I blazed the pipe and slip. Nowadays I ride a mic and rock the bars. Proper charge, no dynamite facade. Back then I used to jump in the air like Bucky O'Hare and pretend that I was in the bike of mice from Mars. Who I am now seems strange. I'm not who I once seems changed. So I mustn't forget what I did in the past.
We're about to connect with Tim Westwood, first guest of tonight, BBC Radio 1.
That little spanky kid with the snot rag, that little Freddy Kitty was not
bad. Keep the emails rolling in.
I'm the blood of my parents.
Conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com.
I mustn't forget. No, I mustn't forget. The biscuits, the tea and the buzzing shortbread.
The biscuits.
When I could get pissed and not suffer sore head. Or when I first kissed my little brother's bald head.
Yes.
When I was six, words I barely could read. And now with sick words I set on a beat, got flair with the speech. And as the shit stirs, kids learn disses and lose the words of Big Bird from Sesame Street. Before Blue Movies it was Blue Peter. It used to be a sip, but now it's 2 liters. I'm proving I'm sick with true speaker. Do deeper rhymes than you and your kids, your crew's weaker. I remember when I hated hip-hop, then I learned to appreciate the way that it drops. Pretty soon I started spitting it too, but I won't ever forget what I did in my youth. It's like, who I am now seems strange. I'm not who I once seems changed. So I mustn't forget what I did in the past, cause these things are the things that I am. That little spanky kid with a snot rag, that little friend of Kitty was not bad. I mustn't forget. I'm the blood of my parents, and these are the people that care most.
Okay, it's a Friday Night Live show, Conspiracy Worldwide. Joining us now, we've been talking about him all night. He's here, Tim Westwood. Welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be part of it, brother. What's happening?
We're all okay tonight. Now, my first question, and please don't break my heart with this one, but have you ever heard of us? Have you ever heard of Conspiracy Radio?
Yeah, man, I've seen your emails and your mail outs. You know what I mean? We pay attention.
Right, cool.
I ain't going to front. Sometimes I can't lock on. It's hard, man. Hard to keep focused to be checking it all, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, that's it. That's it. I feel good now. Now, what we want to do on the interview today is we want to talk a little bit about the past, but more about the present. But we want people to recognize everything that you've done, some of the unpublicized things as well, and all the contributions that you've made and have consistently made for what now is, what, 25 years, is it almost?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the game since, you know, those early days, and, you know, I was blessed to, you know, to be part of it, man. It's been an incredible journey, and, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't really think about a lot of the past, man, because, you know, I want to keep relevant and keep it moving, man, and I think that's been one of the main things that, you know, I've seen all the different genres of hip-hop over the last 25 years, you know, from those really early, you know, electro days into, you know, Run DMC and LL Cool J and, you know, before that with Love Bug Starsky and, you know, the like, you know, and Curtis Blow. But from there to now, you know what I mean, I've seen hip-hop change and I've been fortunate enough to change with it, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep relevant. You know, it's definitely the era of Soulja Boy, the era of the Dirty South right now, and mm-hmm. I'm loving it more than ever. So, yeah, man. So a lot of that historical stuff, I keep it moving, man. But I also think that, you know, those old interviews and those old freestyles, you know, through the internet now have a lot of worth, man. So I'm really starting to pay attention to some of the historical stuff, you know what I mean? And I want to get that online and get that up there for, you know, for people who were there the first time and part of it so they can experience it, and those people who didn't, you know, were too young, you know, can understand, you know, where we've come from in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's certainly not gone out of your heart, because there is this slight perception that, you know, you've moved on, you've moved up, and, you know, like you said, it's Soulja Boy's year now for Tim Westwood, but it's still there, isn't it? It still pumps through your veins.
I mean it's just what hip-hop is in 2009. I think you've got to respect it, you know what I mean? There was like, you know, it reminds me of my parties, like, every year I see people say, oh, I don't go to your parties no more, it's full of kids. But when you would go in, your older brothers and sisters and cousins and whatever were saying that about you. So it's just what it is. It's just like, you know, the energy, you know, hip-hop, it is drawn by, you know, by the youth, man. And as people grow older, man, they often look back at their era as the golden, you know, years, and what now isn't relevant, man. I think it all is relevant, man. I think Soulja Boy is really defining hip-hop as we know it, man. I think the Dirty South is where the energy is. And, you know, those old-school records ain't being made. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. There aren't artists like Big Daddy Kane. And maybe, you know, the market doesn't want artists like that anymore. But our artists are out there putting that type of music out, that, you know, that they've had their time, and, you know, in a different era now, a different age.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel about those artists that you've mentioned? I mean, because
I love those artists to bits, man, and that music was part of my heritage, man. Yeah. That, like, you know, we were really, you know, we were there for that, man. Marley, I used to do radio shows with Marley Marl, good friend of mine. Mm. You know, I brought all those artists over to the UK to perform several times. We really pioneered that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Marley's been up on this show a couple of times.
Yeah, good guy, man. Yeah, good guy, man. Yeah. History in the making there.
Absolutely. And he was talking about when he did come over to one of your early shows. And, of course, we do everything through Skype now. It's all internet, like you were mentioning.
Incredible,
but, of course,
man.
He came in person, didn't he? Did he come to your house or something back in the day originally?
Yeah, well, we used to broadcast from his house back in the day, man. You know, he got his internet game up strong early, man. So we used to broadcast to, like, it was on my radio show back home, but it was also, you know, he had a whole situation going on there. It was incredible, man.
Yeah,
Marley's definitely been pioneering, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk about the here and now then. Of course, people know about Pimp My Ride. They know about the Radio 1 show. Your Tuesday show, that's something new. Not over the past 12 months or so. That's something that you've, in New Music We Trust, that's a fairly new thing for yourself. I mean, what's the aim of that? What's the ethos of that?
I mean, like, we've got to understand is, like, you know, Saturday night is Saturday night, man. That's like a soundtrack to how people live their lives, you know what I mean? They're getting their party on, you know, either getting ready to go out in their cars, or even if it's chilling at home, man, it's, you know, it's that whole Saturday night flavor. So I'm throwing on joints, you know what I mean, and getting the energy up. And then on Sunday I do a show for Radio 1 Sisters Station, which is One Extra, which is nothing but UK talent. So, you know, play all UK records, but we get all the artists in. Like this Sunday we've got Dizzy Rascal coming through. And, you know, that's quite a hardcore freestyle show. Lot of energy. It's all on grind beat, so it's all like 140 BPMs. So, you know, that's where we are with that show. And then, you know, the Tuesday situation just kind of redresses that balance. So it comes on after Zane Lowe, who's, like, you know, far more mainstream, far more, like, accessible. So, you know, for somebody who doesn't understand how we get down on the Saturday, for somebody who doesn't understand the One Extra show, it's not their flavor. It's just something like, you know, it's an hour of all the hottest hip-hop. We do a feature on artists. So, you know, last week, I think we did something, you know, we do people like DJ Premier. We do artists like Big Pun, The Story Told by Fat Joe. You know, we talk about the history of these artists, and, you know, the artists talk about their history and where they've come from. So it's just a different, yeah, it's a different type of show, man. It's just more accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, with your kind of creative hold over everything, with Justice Entertainment always at the backbone of everything, and your early days with, of course, Kiss FM, which I think you co-owned.
Yeah.
What about creative control in 2009 then, in terms of Radio 1? I mean, do they give you just an open space and say,
yeah, man, I mean, the specialist shows, you know, I mean, like, the, you know, the specialist shows, what they call the mix shows in the States, you know, they're free choice. So, you know, we do what we got to do up in there. But obviously, you know, you got to win with the audience. If you're up there playing, you know, the wrong music, doing it wrong, you're not going to last. But yeah, no, we're free to do what we've got to do. I mean, it's definitely a different era right now with compliance, that, you know, there's no bad language tolerated, but that, you know, that's appropriate. You know, you just got to work with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything's got a radio version, or you make a radio version, or if something ain't right for the radio, it ain't right. But yeah, you know, we'd be doing what we'd be doing and ripping it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, over the past 12 months as well, the finger, particularly in the US, has been pointed at hip-hop. It's been blamed. And you know for a fact, in the United Kingdom, it's also been pointed. How do you feel as like the flag for hip-hop on Radio 1, the biggest radio station out here? I mean, have you ever felt any pressures from any other powers, people who don't really understand what hip-hop is about?
I mean, you know, I think that's, you know, is it, you know, hip-hop always, you know, it's easy to blame hip-hop where, you know, the, you know, hip-hop just reflects what's going on. There's far more deep-rooted issues in society than music, man. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, lack of opportunities, you know, lack of economic opportunities, and you're going through all those sort of hardships, man. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, don't blame hip-hop, man. You know, there's other issues in, you know, in the community which need to be sorted out, man. Hip-hop might just reflect those. So you can't be getting mad at hip-hop, man. You know what I mean? That's just a shortcut and, you know, not taking responsibility for things which are going wrong yourself, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, that stuff, you can't, you know, people who, I think that's less and less nowadays. You know, people are understanding. It's rough right there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, what about your contributions to try and deal with or, you know, contribute towards some of these awful things we've got out there in society? I mean, have you got your hand in any kind of projects or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there has to be a give back and, you know, it's something you don't have to shout about, but I think you have a moral obligation because, you know, we've done so well out of life to give back. And, you know, I do some stuff with the prisons and stuff like that. That's my personal interest as well, so... You know, I do stuff like that quite regular. Mm. And, you know, it's something you don't have to really, you know, shout about, but it's a good thing to do. And then there's a couple other charities I'm involved in. I'm a patron of Body and Soul, which is for young kids with HIV, you know, commit to that. And, yeah, just keep it moving, really.
Absolutely. Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pass over to my co-host who's with me, does the show with me, Menace. He's got a few questions as well. So, Menace, it's all on you.
How are you doing, man. Tim?
I'm good, brother. Nice to speak to you, man.
Good. Likewise. Pleasure to get you on the show today. What I wanted to do is touch briefly on your brand and where it's at today in 2009. I mean, I'm going to talk about these columns you have in, of course, the Sunpaper and Max Power magazine. My question is, how do you articulate yourself in these columns in the center of Max Power in comparison to the times you talk on your shows? I'm going to be real, man.
I stopped writing them, man. I ain't really great. I'm not really great at writing, man. I'm dyslexic. It took me hours to write them. But it was just like, you know, the Max Power one, I'm really into cars. So I was just like, you know, it was just my thoughts on cars, man. You know, that was cars. And The Sun was just like reviewing hip-hop albums, trying to, you know, get that out, you know, to audiences, you know what I mean? To let them know what, you know, what records are hot and all that sort of shit, you know what I mean?
I mean, how do you plan on maintaining this brand and, you know, continuing your success in 2009? Especially, sorry to cut you short, in a digital era where, you know, nobody's buying magazines or buying CDs or watching TV. I mean, are you anticipating the future of the internet and how it's going to change?
I mean, I think, you know, the internet has been the most, you know, and it's an incredible thing for hip-hop, man, because it gives artists a direct relationship with their audience. And, you know, I think, you know, through YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, whatever, you know, you have that direct relationship. It's just it's something that, you know, it's so important to embrace that. And, you know, sure, that's not serving record companies well, but it's making the music bigger. And it is what it is. I mean, we're really committed to, we've got a situation called youtube.com/TimWestwoodTV.
Right.
We've put so much on there of all the artists that we have in and all the freestyles and all the interviews and my blogs. And, yeah, that's all very important for us. We put on there, that's what's really... that's what really is significant for us, man. So, yeah, we're heavily committed to new media. Like, it's probably the most important thing we do. And with our YouTube channel, man, I think we've had over 25 million video views since we set it up in the last year. So it feels good out there.
And what's surprising about your YouTube channel right now is that it surprised me especially that Chipmunk was responsible for a lot of the views on that channel. Now, the thing is, you know and I know that Chipmunk isn't, you know, predominantly known as a hip-hop artist. My question is, how do you respond to, you know, your purists and people who dismiss grime artists as being nothing in relation with hip-hop?
I mean, I don't accept that at all, man. I think grime is just, you know, the UK equivalent of hip-hop. I wouldn't call grime hip-hop because it's its own scene. You've got to respect it. But, you know, that's our equivalent of hip-hop. You know, those UK rap artists didn't really win in this game. You know, they didn't really capture anyone's, you know, they didn't create a movement behind them. Grime is definitely, you know, the soundtrack to young people on the street, man. It's that energy, that street energy. You know, it's like, I think, the most powerful music to come out of the UK for a long time. And, you know, these artists, you know, they might rap, but they do, you know, they've got their grime style and, you know, that's, you know, high energy. It's over the 140 BPMs. It's often like, you know, some angry, you know, angry lyrics as well, you know, just reflecting what's going on, man. And I think that's incredible energy. So, you know, it might not fall in a category of New York rap, but I definitely feel it is powerful out there, man. And I think it should be respected. And just because, you know, it's not similar to the New York style doesn't take anything away from it, man. I'm totally committed to those grime artists. And, you know, it's what those artists want, man. We put Chipmunk on there. He got 1.5 million video views. So you got to respect that. That's really what young people want out there, man. Chips and Ink is an
absolutely
incredible talent.
Absolutely. Now, with relation to you obviously just stating, you know, the majority of grime artists having angry lyrics, as you said, I mean, how do you feel about the media, you know, particularly British media, with regards to them pointing the finger and placing blame on grime for the state of violence right now in UK? I mean, is it fair that they should do that?
Yeah, it's, you know, no. It's what it is, man. It's misunderstanding. I mean, you know, the music is like a creative outlet and a, you know, expression for, you know, these young people growing up and having a hard time. That's all it is, man. So, yeah, you can't, you know, this doesn't cause the issues, brother. It just reflects on it.
No, I agree. Yeah, what about the people who blame youth clubs across the UK for grime and its emergence and go as far as saying that it has no artistic merit and anybody can do grime these days?
Yeah, but anyone can do rap, man. It's to do it well, right, man, to do it creatively, you know, and, you know, Chipmunk, Ghetto, Dizzy Rascal, you know, Wiley, you know, these are incredible artists, man. They're creative, bringing new flavor and they've got something to say, man, in a very creative way. So, I'm a great fan of these artists.
Dope. You mentioned a little earlier in this interview, you mentioned the electro days. How are you feeling about this recent direction hip-hop has taken with regards to this expansion on the electro-techno sound?
I mean, yeah, it is what it is. It's not what I do, but, you know, I'm glad for their success. You know, Wiley, Dizzy, Tinchy Strider, all very successful in that electro game. I mean, that's dance music, man. You know, there's nothing. If these artists want to, you know, make dance records, you know, I respect that. You know, get them in the charts and help them get out there in their careers. I ain't got no problem with that. It's not what I do, though.
No. And I think you qualified everything, really, by saying, look, grime has its own thing. Grime is not New York hip-hop. And that's where the problems come when people start to mix the two and then get all angry about it.
You know, if it's not for you, it's not for you. No point in getting angry about it.
No, exactly.
No point in getting angry about it. It's out there. I mean, you know, these guys are making hot music and people really want their music and it's powerful out there. So you've got to respect it.
Yeah.
Simple as that, man. I love that grime show I do, all those freestyles on my YouTube channel, Tim Westwood TV, powerful. They're really incredible. There's no question about that in my mind.
No. I mean, for all the people out there that no doubt will be commented at this very time, I mean, the energy that you feel with Immortal Technique would be the energy that Tim West was talking about with these young grime artists.
I mean, Immortal Technique is just, you know, that's one aspect of hip-hop, man. And if that's the type of hip-hop you like, I'd respect that, man. That's you, man. It doesn't mean you have to hate on everything else. You know, you should really define yourself on what you like, not what you don't like. So, you know, see the energy when, like, a record like Power by Lethal Bizzle is played in the party. Understand Kano, P's and Q's, what those records do. I mean, once you see them in a live environment, you can understand the energy and commitment that, you know, these artists, you know, have created their own scene in the UK, their own sound, rhyming about their own issues. They're not trying to be like Immortal Technique. They're not trying to be like Mos Def. They're not trying to be like Soulja Boy. They are doing their own thing out here. Influenced, obviously, because they grew up listening to hip-hop. Influenced now because they're still listening to hip-hop. But they're doing their own thing, which is grime. You know, you can't take that away from artists like Wiley, Ghetto. You can't take that away from them, man. You've got to, you know, Skepta, an incredible UK artist. He's not doing hip-hop, but he's doing this grime thing. Might jump on Funky House, might jump on the Electro. He's got that, you know, allow that. He's a an artist. Let him be creative. Let him do what he's got to do. Don't be just mad at everyone, man. Just because you like Mos Def, don't hate on everyone else who doesn't sound like Mos Def.
Yeah, exactly, and it's something that we do face, obviously, a lot. Just purists, at the end of the day, purists.
Those purists, man. You know, I respect your gangster and all of that good stuff, man. But you know, come on, man. I've been there from day one, man. You're talking about these artists, man. I was there. Do you know what I mean? It's just like I've you know, I was there. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah. That's what it's about, though, isn't it? Like you said, you've seen it all. Now, this actually brings me towards one of the final questions, really. It's been a great 2 years for you, I think, in terms of growth. I think every year in Tim Westwood's world, you just continue to expand. I mean, we've mentioned the YouTube channel, we've mentioned how you've embraced the web now. What about, say we were doing this in 2010, I mean, where is, first of all, do you think, in your opinion, where is hip-hop in general going? And secondly, where's Tim Westwood going?
I mean, I think hip-hop is still dominated by the South, and the South is an incredible sound. But I think it's also, you know, the UK is definitely on the rise. You know, there's artists are having commercial success with Electro, but there's also, you know, a lot of big records and big artists coming out of the UK scene. So I think it's an exciting time right now. I don't know where it's all going to pan out to. I think, you know, new media and, you know, downloads changed the world, so I don't think nobody knows where that's going to end up, but it just means there's a lot more music out there. There's a lot more direct relationship between artists and audience, and a lot of new energy in there. So, you know, where hip-hop's going to end up, I don't know, man. I think the template is definitely Soulja Boy. That's the new template. I think for the UK artists, it's definitely that DIY ethic, making your own videos, putting them up on YouTube, making your songs and getting them out there as downloads. I think music definitely is free nowadays. I don't need to really buy music. So that creates problems of how, you know, these artists monetize their success. But I think it's a very exciting time. And as regards me, man, it's just, you know, just keep connected, keep putting in the work, and keep it moving, man. I think, you know, the YouTube situation, Tim Westwood TV, very proud to be able to do something like that. I mean, something like I would like to have done 20 years ago if I had access to a TV outlet, but, you know, never had that opportunity. So to be able to do it ourselves, you know, we self-finance that and just keep that going. So, it's exciting times, man. A lot to do, though.
Yeah, absolutely. No, very... very full. In terms of what you were saying there, I mean, you mentioned a couple of interesting issues, one of them being the fact that you don't think that hip-hop's there to be bought anymore, and like you said, that causes problems, but it is the case. And I think another thing you mentioned there was about, look, we would have loved to have done this 20 years ago, but now we have the power to do it ourselves. I think another
Self ethic, man.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
You know, someone like Giggs, who I think is one of the greatest rap artists to come out of the UK, you know, he just puts mixtapes out, he puts YouTube videos up, makes them available in his MySpace. You know, that shit is out of control, man. And, you know, I think Giggs is probably, for the street, the hottest UK rap artist of all time.
The issue I was just going to mention there, like you said, is the DIY element, and that's something that cannot be, that's something you must have seen now. Like you said, even people now can just contact their artist, their favourite artist, and they'll talk back. They can watch the artist's Twitter, you know, they can watch all these new things. So, yeah, I think that's possibly where things are going to go. The gap between artist and fan is going to become non-existent, I think, soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tim Westwood,
he needs record companies.
Well, that's yeah. it, isn't it? Everybody can do it themselves. What I say to everybody who contacts us saying, oh, what do I do? What do I? You've got, it's in your hands now. Everything's in your hands. Listen, man, thank you so much. It's been a real
pleasure. My pleasure,
brother. I was just wondering, very quickly, just a couple of things. We do a show with Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97. I don't know if you,
okay, cool.
If you know Peter. We do like yeah. And the question I've really got at this stage is there anything like that ever you think likely to happen again, that kind of remember, like UK to US exchange on your shows?
Not that I've been. I don't know, man. I used to love those days. Those ones I used to do with Flex. Those ones yeah. I used to do with Marley.
Yeah.
That was the most exciting time in hip hop. I can't see the station doing those now. There might be one-offs live from Atlanta or some stuff like that.
Yeah.
But no, I think those regular stuff of getting on with it, man. I think those are days gone by, man. Yeah. But it was very exciting times, man. It was very. It really brought that whole essence back. I thought so. They were some of the best shows ever.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I was sat there. I was sat there on my bed listening yeah. to them. Yeah,
that was definitely. Yeah, that was definitely hip hop history.
Absolutely, and of course, like you
glad
say,
you were part of it, brother.
Like you say, now it's all available online somewhere if you want it. I think yeah. I found a blog with all your old shows on. Actually, don't...
yeah, I need to find that. I know. Yeah, yeah. I know a few cats be doing that.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're selling it, so it's all good. You know what I mean?
It's just it's all love, baby.
Listen, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for letting me be part of it, man.
Yeah. All right. God bless. All the best.
Thank
for
you,
2009.
Sir. Thanks, man. Appreciate that, bro.
Thanks, Tim.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care. God bless.
Take care.
It's so close, I can feel it in my hands. Everything I ever wanted and then some. About to expand, man. I could taste it, the flavor was so sweet. Stocks rising up, that's the word on the street. In spite of the hype, gotta keep my head on straight. Keep my shit to myself and don't give my aces away. I'm so tired, I can feel it in my bones. But the throne is so near, I can hear these hateful clones whisper the words they won't say out loud. But you heard them praise me under the breath. Some still hate me, so numb, man, I can't feel a thing. And I ain't letting nothing get in the way of what it is we bring. I'm trying to reach out and grab the opportunity knocking. If I don't answer the door, it don't come off. Then I'm so heated and I'm ready for whatever was needed. I cheated death, my last words, at least I beat it. Let's go.
Everything you want, what you going for? Tell them what you need so you don't need it anymore. How we get the dope, what we get it for? Where you gonna be in 10 years, let me know.
I started out as an underground artist. Underestimated under the weather and under garments. Yeah. Under cars and trucks, trying to make a buck. But I failed till I put shot down and stepped up. Kept up, crept up, couldn't keep the breath up. Can't breathe, I think you should leave. Yes, sir. Cause ma'am, I am the first brand from the shoddy pop he got in his hand. Got me? Damn. Fam, focus on your funds. Cause when you're broke, it's no joke and ain't no fun. If my homies can't have have none, how come? Yeah, you got a label, but unstable's your outcome. Kinda shaky though, kinda make me go, if I was you, I wouldn't have copped that Mercedes, yo. Nope. You like the ladies though, that's your downfall. Cause too much pussy bring more pussy around, y'all.
Everything you want, what you going for? Tell them what you need so you don't need it anymore. How we get the dope, what we get it for? Where you gonna be in 10 years, let me know.
Buckshot, be real, Black Moon, Cypress Hill. Every night is real, everybody move at the sight is still. Cause we bout to get that dough. When we get that dough, we gon' flip that soul.
She's so hot, I can tell you what she wants. And I can tell you it's not me, it's the bread. Go ahead and doubt it, she's about it. She can work it like a pro for dough. And she knows I'm rising up like Survivor, yo. With the eye of a tiger, setting tracks to fire. But I'm so cold like Avon, hits for hire. Sick and tired of these birds pulling stunts for status. Looking at us like we're the first class trips to Paris. That's so old, better try another method. Cause every second you waste is another moment you fail to face it, embrace it. I feel it chill, so use a repeal. Take no for an answer, right up in your grill. She's so smooth, tell you what you wanna hear. And she got her hands in your pockets until ain't nothing left in your wallet. Yeah, she wants a baller to follow and holler at her. A homie of high stature with a fortune to capture. Everything you want, what you going for? Tell them what you need so you don't need it anymore. How we get the dough, what we get it for? Where you gonna be in 10 years, let me know. Everything you want, what you going for? Tell them what you need so you don't need it anymore. How we get the dough, what we get it for? Where you gonna be?
Thank you to Tim Westwood. BBC Radio 1, of course, represents hip-hop. What do you think about what he said? All UK listeners, whether you're listening live now or listening to the podcast, let us know. Conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. We've got another legend on the way. approximately 3 to 4 minutes away, one track away, we're going to be talking to Peter North.
Oh, man. Yeah, I already know what this is.
Friday Night Live.
It's that recession music right here. Niggas doing what they gotta do to get that money.
I'm in here, 6 in the morning, finna lift a box. They want them stacked up neatly, but I just pick a spot. I don't know how much patience they think a nigga got. This job make me sick, I'm getting that itch like chicken pox. I wanna quit, and I would if I ain't need to check. I'm just quiet doing my job, trying to be the best. I mind my business, bother no one, never be a pest. It's like my boss don't ever be coming at me correct. But I'm a man, I swallow that and tell him holler back. Yeah, you right, I'm always wrong, just let my dollar stack. I almost got enough money to leave my mama's shack. Already got my eyes on this hoopty that I'm a Mac. But oh man, is this pain that's inside my back. I'll be standing there out of nowhere, I feel like I'll collapse. I really think that I'ma quit today, but I'ma fight. If I get fired, I'ma still get paid, I'm about my money. I don't know what you heard about me, but when I'm sweating, I wanna hear the boss man scream, or I'm jetting. But I can, I got mouths to feed. Bills in the mailbox, I ain't about to leave. I'm about my money, cause still don't nothing move but that. I'm about my money, cause I know what to do with that. I'm about my money, see y'all dudes ain't used to that. I'm about my money, let me show you what I do for that. I'm out here looking for something on my fucking bike. Funny this 10-speed something I caught the other night. Who left the window open instead of laptop? These hustling niggas be having the weakest stash box. So I keep a spark plug riding by the park club. A ski mask on standby for the dark mug. Who got a dice game popping with a couple stacks? Nobody move, if I hit you, you not coming back. Sometimes I get greasy, for real I might snatch a jack and get it off to the haze man for a bag of that. Don't let me see an old lady with the cataracts. Give up purse granny or you'll become an acrobat. You'll be tumbling and rolling for them crumbs you holin'. And you too old to walk up and bingo with something swollen. Y'all can say I'm a petty crook, but hey, I do this right, might catch me a little jerk today. I'm about my money, I don't know what you heard about me, but when I'm robbing, can't earn a dime round me. Man, I'm starving, who care where they choose by me? Count they money at the bar near a fool like me. I'm about my money, cause still don't nothing move but that. I'm about my money, cause I know what to do with that. I'm about my money, see y'all dudes ain't used to that. I'm about my money, let me show you what I do for that. I'm one of them dudes out there before the store opens. Trusting my eye, fresh bundle of raw hoping. A nice rush should be a plus for my next flip. It's easy to get in, but so hard to exit. So my fate, I accept it, man, I'm a block boy. I'm in the chips, new whips, and a few hot toys. Things that make a lot of noise when drama around. Fucking the girls I couldn't, cause they hollering now. They know about my money. Man, my cash, some assault and spoil. Man, I think it's my grandmother fault. I want the finer things, so I'm on a grind mission. Nah, you can't pump that over here, this mind pimping. And I'm willing to spaz, drug dealing is bad. So it ain't all good till I finish this bag. I got a whole lot of bills to pay. I do this right, I'll be rearing up with krills today. I'm about my money, I don't know what you heard about me, but when I'm pumping, can't move a herb around me. Yo, we thumping, who got the same stamp as me? Let me find out the ends where your hands are beat. I'm about my money, cause still don't nothing move but that. I'm about my money, cause I know what to do with that. I'm about my money, see y'all dudes ain't used to that. I'm about my money, let me show you what I do for that.
Shout out to Boise. We've got so many questions for Peter North. He is on his way. We're trying to make that connection happen. Friday Night Live. Don't forget you can contact us directly, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com.
Crafted with melodies, pops in his 50s, back in the 70s, mom's past the 30s, still in her 40s though, big bro was 5, big sis was 4 years old, other bro was in his teens, so was my other sis, make room for little jeans, such an apparent slip, stalk off to Brooklyn, now the family's huge, and he'll be named for the dude that gave married and used. That a king was coming, see, life is poetic. I don't sing for nothing, it's Gabriel's message. To get used to the news, probably take him a second. 9 months, baby's brew, but I'd make it in 7. Impatient, I knew I'd agree to be rise. I hate waiting, plus I heard music outside. In a decade, when the most funky perform, they stop to make hip-hop, then I was born.
goals and stopping the shows. They made me, they broke the mold. Then the hospital closed. Wow. Count my fingers and my toes if I see and I hear. My skin light on my body, but it's dark on my ears. When cassettes weren't crappy yet, my hair wasn't nappy yet. Hate to think of parents having sex, but they have to get down a little or we wouldn't be here. You grossed out when they call each other pudding or dear. Fact is, I am C Mike's, cause they was pro pre-life. Or maybe the coin landed on heads out of three twice. Chose to truck the hill, another house they'll need. The doctor said it's a bill, another mouth to feed. Not sent here to rob you of fun, but that's the cost of no hat and barbecue rum. Now people need me, proceeding the storm. But what would this beat be if I wasn't born?
Personal trainer.
Pessimistic. Hey, yeah. Never nothing good to say. Negative.
Shout it out to the whole Juggernauts crew. How you doing, Kevin?
We all got them. Now, so say it ain't true. We call on them. Not knowing when we make moves. Time to do it. I'ma prove it. I ain't trying to lose it. Then you hear somebody saying, hey, for real. That's kind of stupid. It's beyond the voice of reason. More like the voice of pleasing. You annoyed they even questioning your boy achieving. Instead of stressing it and busting your veins, you should say nothing but a pessimistic personal trainer. You try, bust your ass and think you probably could get love, right? They spazzing on some Harvey from Fit Club. Like you were chubby, cheated out with sloppy and slipped up. So everybody see your car, D hella ripped up, ride. Until I'm talking at you, messing up, get gone. Like when I'm getting garbage off my chest and I spit bombs. So I'm awesome in the lab while intense. Y'all knowing brothers is never satisfied like Prince Mom. This is what it sound like. Your man singing that I can't live. Ayo, who my mans ain't showing who my mans is for real.
Pessimistic personal trainer, murdering you straight up. Best to get to working, cause hey, they cursing your name, bruh. No problem, no puzzle. Get on your job, come on, hustle. Pessimistic personal trainer, working get ate up. Best to get to work and they say you're worse in the game, bruh. No problem, no puzzle. Get on your job with more muscle.
They talk about the crowd you ain't moving and how you ain't true and everything that you ain't doing other than ain't losing. Getting off for sure while and they yell images are getting yours. When hawks flying and hell blizzards, now ultimately kitties is nothing. Be sure to wise up. Talking be pretty much nothing but fertilizer. If it help a brother grow, identifying a weakness, you check it, you get it going and then you rise to your peak. It's whatever. You know the hating forever, the motivating to get it advanced. Plus less of a chance for overrating. Brothers wanna brawl, that's some fraternity hazing. But I ain't one of y'all after I'm earning some praising. They saying break a leg, but it ain't the rag. The feeling is chilly, dude, as if they added to your Achilles too. Damn, I can't trust it, encouragement doesn't fit. And I find production be doubling with some punishment. Hearing I believe in you mostly, I don't believe it. Sounding more believable, hearing you won't achieve. I'm a rock, dude is determined for real, real. Thinking out the box like Uma Thurman and Kill Bill. Ayo.
Pessimistic personal trainer, murdering you straight up. Best to get to working, cause hey, they cursing your name, bruh. No problem, no puzzle. Get on your job, come on, hustle. Pessimistic personal trainer, working, get ate up. Best to get to work and they say you're worse in the game, bruh. No problem.
I'm definitely looking forward after 8 p.m. or should I say 7 p.m. EST. We're going to be talking to one of the sharpest lyricists, well, two of them actually. But of course I refer to Cannabis. He's going to be with us tonight. We're still trying to connect with Peter North after days and weeks of negotiations. As soon as we connect, you'll hear him here. Right. Shout good out to Shan.
Static. You heard?
Y'all fuck.
This is the difference between me and them.
Check. New year.
city is back in full effect. We the kind that don't throw gang signs or claim sex. We one of the few left that ain't riding the west. Ain't dick sucking the south. You still a get punched in your mouth. You ever fuck around, luck fuck 'em down. I like the way that sound, luck fuck 'em down. I buckle the fuck out of this duck knuckle now. I uppercut the sucker, the fucker gon' touch the ground. Since 2000, I came with another style. My shit was sharp then, just like rubber ab. But I was never rocking the perm. If I was anything, I try to teach the people not gonna learn. I could try to take the popular turn. Rap about a bunch of bullshit, it's not really not my concern. Well, I could do some old dumb shit to come with the melody. Nigga, I know the game. Fuck is you telling me? I love this hip hop shit, nigga. You smelling me? How else could a nigga get rich with two felonies? Huh? Stupid motherfucker.
Yo, what up, nigga?
I know who really wanna know who's coming through, leaving blood stains and residues. Got to pay your dues, baby. You know the rules.
Who's that? You.
I know who really wanna know who's coming through, leaving blood stains and residues. Got to pay your dues, baby. You know the rules.
Whack, man. Y'all niggas flows is dookie. I flip styles like one of them old Suzuki's. A Shokasuki burning whoever closest to me. A verbalized beat that y'all eat. Laying back on the concrete. Rip open your chest and rhyme to your heartbeat. Niggas can't resist it, put the bomb first. If I am what I eat, then I guess that I'm every whack lyricist on earth. Perform words, couldn't really explain in a song verse. Ask the families of the people I put in that long hearse. 09, we flipping this into some other different shit. Real niggas, come get your certificates if you interested. First off, we gon' build this abandoned nation citizenship. Prison, don't even mention it if you ain't experienced it. This is some serious shit, go ahead, think of playing it. See what you saying when it's a puddle with blood you laying in. You kidding me? I'm literally the epitome of verbal validity. Look, nigga, see what life did to me. Turn me colder than my Ola raps, colder than polar caps. Colder than comical, perhaps, without no look back. I used to cook crack, they took that. I learned a jukes cat, where the brook at? We got this shit locked, put that back. And New Guinea is back in full effect. Fuck around, you gon' get my hands wrapped around your neck. Respect to all the kids that's still trapped in the jacks. I'ma rap, watch how much of this cash I'ma collect. Yep.
I know who really wanna know who's
Static Selector Saigon. As I keep reiterating for all the Peter North fans out there, we are still trying.
I know who really wanna know who's
has arranged, it's been arranged for over a week. So I do hope this happens.
You know the rules.
I spoke to the man himself off air. Maybe I was mistaken, but I think he put the phone out on me.
Sound without focus is just noise.
So we're working on it, but of course, coming tonight, Cannabis, Immortal Technique.
If this was drugs, I make a million.
Live guest weekend Friday business.
This like heel figure. I'm so ghetto with the faux metal. Show enough, blowing up on challenges like the 84 shuttle. Fuck the count, nigga, preem like a triple beam. Sicker than sicker, sell a picture, listening to sickle sing. Kicking the dough, waving the faux clad and navy below. Wax niggas fast like shaving below. A gang star, nigga, I'm fly, I'm a sight. I was dope before Escobar told me what Nas is like. When I spit the gasoline, see the fire fly. There'll be nothing after preem. This is me and my homage. Like I rely on Raj. I lean on what's happening. Got the hey, hey, hey. Like Dwayne, I'm stuck trapping. I'm going sick like the song Dwight. Any nigga feeling big, all you gon' get is a long kiss.
And let's start it like this, son.
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
It's all good. If this was drugs, I make a million. Focus, man. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate.
What the fuck?
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Turn my headphones up.
I'm blowing up like you thought I
right
would.
Right here is where the verses start. Dedicated to that classic New York sound, and it really hurts my heart to see that people can't recognize the works of Martin and how they truly was a work of art. I understand we ain't back in the old days, but youngest be looking at my nigga Preem funny like he one of the OJs. No sense of history. See Chris Martin in the credits, they be thinking it's the nigga from Coldplay. So I gotta school him and remind these toddlers that hip hop started in the days of yonder. Any fool with an S950 can make beats, but this man took it and redefined the genre. Who else can make the group palm sound like Rose, then make Christina Aguilera sound like soul? This is my homage, and I got your head bobbing and nodding, so we gon' bring the scratch collaging like this.
And let's start it like this, son. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
It's all good.
If this was drugs, I make a million. That quote, focus, man. Hey. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate.
What the fuck?
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Take you on a trip down memory lane. I'm blowing up.
that
like
too.
You thought I would.
Step in my arena, but make it known from the foe. Recognize I gave you power with this undeniable flow. I'm invincible, led by the code of streets. My game plan simple, no surrender, no retreat. Salute the trail, cause none of y'all better stay disciplined on the front line and together. Now, stay tuned for the moment of truth. Suckers gotta come clean when stat in the booth. It's mostly the voice, that's why I got mass appeal. A black cowboy, too deep, me and steel. Say your prayers, motherfucker, before you out of here. Just to get a rep out in your career. Been a long time coming, blood, sweat, and tears. Some royalty, classic like a beat from here. The public love sick for real hip hop shit. Here today, gone tomorrow, I refuse to quit. Stat quo.
Started like this, son.
Primo.
Like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. If this was drugs, I make a million. Focus, man. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate. What the fuck?
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Turn my headphones up.
I'm blowing up like you thought I would.
And let's start it like this, son. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. If this was drugs, I make a million. Focus, man. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it.
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Turn my headphones up.
I'm blowing up like you thought I would.
Absolute chaos inside the studio. Big shout out to Peter North. He's just about ready. He's had a bit of a telephone catastrophe, which I'm sure we'll be talking about in the interview. As well as his 40,000 women he's made love to.
Yo.
As we keep the beats bouncing.
Yeah, I know. My man Lord Ron on the track. You know what I mean? This hip-hop shit, a lot of dudes, they think it's easy. But it ain't easy. This shit is hard to make. You know what I mean? This shit ain't fly-by-night shit. Yo, yo. A melody hard to make. A felony philosophy hard to break. Incarcerated minds trapped behind walls of hate. Man-made laws designed to dig their claws in fate. I spit the truth from this mic booth, just as long as it takes to drive a stake through the heart of the artist that ain't a part of this. Some call me fatherless, some call me a bastard with no apologies. Spent years in this art that I've mastered, crafted like temples, dedicated to God. Them cats that lost potentials and essentials, that's raw. Most of my fan base is all family. A fam to me without a fantasy, a habit Grammys handed to me. The vanity of hip-hop has me on the verge of insanity, on the brink of, who gives a fuck what you think? So grab the mic if you like, you get fucked if you blink. The bottom line is the most shot cats sucking your sting.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down. I've never been known to pull a punch. Speak how I feel. Seal the deal with what's real. What's for lunch? These biting ass cocksuckers. It's known for such tactics. Malpractice. Doctors of the fallen angel from angles. Not known to architects on drafting tables. We build hip hop out of kangles and fat cables. What's really real? Me and my nigga Willie Will Star Gel. I take you out the down like Bill Parcell. An arsenal of beats delivered by DJ Lord Ron. Via FedEx Parcel. Allah sold my soul. Return to the spawn. Derek Strong on the back of a black horse. Word is born. Yo, whenever you feel like you the man, just remember that you and your fam ain't fam with my fam. Understand? Justify my cause for the boys to break. It's hard to make, cause most y'all motherfuckers is false and fake.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down. D strong in the Lord, shit has to be rough. That hip hop hard to make, but built for a tough. Roaming through the lands of gnomons. Invincible son, that cat strapped with the sword of omens. Give me sight, be on sight. Give me a mic. Up on the stage, be on the magazine and the hype. Them dudes need to be held accountable for their rights. Aight? What the fuck you saying? Words might fuck your brain. Fuck the game, fuck the good life, and fuck the fame. Motherfuckers couldn't spit a verse to say they life and got the nerve to complain. This shit's insane, right? These dudes pay no dues, acting like they veterans in plain sight. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He gave me the beat and I supplied the mic cord. Transmitting live from the last count barracks. This is hip hop, courtesy of Lord Ron and Derek.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
Another menace.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm
this
talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
Okay, Menace is just, I think Menace is still on the phone at the moment. Okay, Peter North actually comes next. We've sorted out. He's had a real problem. As we flip into this brand new Havoc, track is called Walk With Me. Vibe on this, Peter North next.
Yeah. Anything that's involved with me, going pop from this beat or this gat that I snuck in the spot. I'm a friend of the people, giving to a raw the truth. Shit that don't pass the cutting floor. My motto for the deuce deuce, keep it funky with you. Ain't fucking with you, you ain't hating money, gives you. Alright, cool, then proceed with plan. But this gat is in your mouth the first time you bite the hand. Believe that, put that on my dad without singing, I'ma talk to you. Seen wrong, death will walk with you. Inevitable, can't control these slugs. Came from a place, the shape and mold the thugs. I embrace and show the love, nurture the beef to see how it's all grown up. Steamed and brewed, addicted to eat niggas' food. It all happens in the hood. You never see it on the news.
Come on, walk with me.
Let me have a word with you.
Talk to me.
When there's no one to turn to.
You crawled with me.
When shit was in its infancy.
You brawled with me.
When niggas had it in for me.
Walk with me.
Let me have a word with you.
Talk to me.
When there's no one to turn to.
You crawled with me.
When shit was in its infancy.
You brawled with me.
When niggas had it in for me. I paid my dues, shed the blood, cried the tears. I almost threw away a promising career. You spineless cowards, play the motherfucker rear. Stand clear of this gangster affair. When cats lose lives, not at one time either. Open your eyes and get one hell of a surprise. Smack the smile off against all you damn for. Jerk me like what I packed a pound for. Ears a ring when that thing sound off. Niggas wanna talk and get their mouth blown off. That shit so girly like trying to show off. See you on the other side, bye niggas so long. Me letting shit slide couldn't be more wrong. I be up in that ass like a dirty ass thong. And like being on top, niggas won't last long. When it happened, just remember I had spit it in the song.
Come on, walk with me.
Let me have a word with you.
Talk to me.
When there's no one to turn to.
You crawled with me.
When shit was in its infancy.
You brawled with me.
When niggas had it in for me.
Walk with me.
Let me have a word with you.
Talk to me.
When there's no one to turn to.
You crawled with me.
When shit was in its infancy.
You brawled with me.
When niggas had it in for me. It's more than smoke. It's dope in your vein, dude. Straight heroin. Have them give a medicine proof. Is it a pudding? All know I put in when I give it. It's more like a lungy when I spit it. Give them my track record. You know how I rock scraps, serial guns, always on the cop. When half come through, that's when the bullshit stop. I started from the bottom, then took it to the top.
Come on, walk with me.
Let me have a word with you.
Talk to me.
When there's no one to turn to.
You crawl with me.
When shit was in its infancy.
You brawled with me.
When niggas had it in for me.
Walk with me.
Let me have a word with you.
Taken from the album that Havoc spoke about on this show when he came on a few months ago.
When shit was in its infancy.
It just leaked.
Brawled with me.
When niggas had it in for me.
Now, the term pornography, of course, applies to many different types of industries. There's pornography in adverts, there's pornography even within, some say, within child's shows. Sorry, I'm just waiting for the Skype to raise up a little bit there. But, of course, our next guest tonight, he's been there, he's done that, and it's not hosted by Jerry Butler. His name's Peter North, and he's about to join us. What does this guy mean to you, Menace?
Legend, legendary. I mean, I always feel so wrong interviewing these porn stars, man.
Why though? What is it? Why do you feel wrong?
I feel guilty that I'm aware of so much of this guy's work or so much of these other people's work that have been on the show, and it's just guilt. No, but back to Peter. He's a legend, and a lot of people. A lot of people that know it.
Even on an uncensored radio show, it still feels touchy, doesn't it? It still feels strange, like going, yeah, he's known for for many things. So let's, you know, it feels weird, but let's get him on. I'm sure he doesn't feel weird at this precise moment. He was scheduled for about 20 minutes ago, but he had a problem with his home phone. I'll let him explain. Let's bring him on. Peter North, Shout out to the VEF forum, everybody out there. We've got all your questions sat in front of us. We're going to name and shame. We're going to ask, try to ask most of the things you've asked. He's ready. He's willing. It's Peter North on Conspiracy Worldwide Friday Night Live. As we await the dial tone. Completely live radio. Picky Wink style.
Great performer, though.
Great performer, yeah. Yeah, I think so as well. Let's try him again. Okay, there we go. Hello, Peter North. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
Hi.
All right, excellent. Listen, thank you for taking the time out. I know you're very busy with your DVDs, etc. at the moment. We'll talk all about that on the interview tonight. And we'll get into some of the many fans' questions which have come into us from different mediums as well. We'll try and get to all of them throughout the interview. But I'm going to begin by saying something. And this is not a pass at you, but you're looking fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You are. I mean,
I think it's. Well, both my parents had pretty good genetics, so I got to give them credit there.
No, absolutely. I mean, you look around at performers who have been going as long as you have. There aren't many left. A lot of them retired, but those that are still going now and again, man, they look like my father. You know, you don't even qualify as my father. You could be my son. You're looking great, man. And of course, you're doing extremely well as well. That has to be said. We'll talk all about the things that are out there and a little promotional exclusive that we've got that your web team told us about today. But let me begin with this then. Why? Why the adult industry? Take us back to the beginning. Why the adult industry?
It was never contemplated. It was never... I kind of basically got into it by accident. I never knew I could do it. I never thought about it. That's not what I moved from Canada to California to become or thought I could, you know, be. I happened to be doing some just small time magazine athletic stuff, modeling with the exercise equipment and stuff like that, and it was a far and few in between. You know, there was hardly any jobs there for myself, but some people approached me, and I was in a little bit of debt and in between jobs, and they kind of had this picture of would you like to do a movie with five girls and three guys on a yacht, a 70-foot sailboat. And the only thing that conjured up in my mind was that video by Duran Duran, Rio.
Right, right.
And I thought, why not? You know, give it a try and see what happens.
Now, your first entry, and that wasn't meant to be a euphemism, but your first entry into the adult industry in the films that we know you for, what was it like then, the very first scene? And who was it with, ask many people out there. Who was the first, you know, actress that you performed with?
The names are evading me right now. I'm not really sure. All I know was it was a scene with three young ladies, another gentleman, and myself.
Yeah.
And it was basically a five-way, and it was on Mulholland Drive. In this house above Universal Studios, where you could see down into the valley, and the other guy had trouble performing. He had, which happens. Yeah. He couldn't hang in there. So I kind of did it, and it was pretty easy. It was like it just worked. And being that being said, it when you start off in that kind of manner, then you're going to have confidence no matter what. If you want to make it a career, if you want to pursue it, if you want to go on longer and you know, do more scenes and stuff like that, it's the guys that start off and, you know, they have a really rough time doing a scene, whether they get another chance or whether they even want to. They have the confidence. You know, their confidence is kind of shaken. But at the end of that scene, I did like what I thought was a normal ejaculation, as I would say, and I guess it wasn't to everybody that you know was in that industry. And the phone started ringing to other agents, and so I started getting requests for many jobs at that point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, I'm glad you raised that point because it was something that many people wanted to know about. We will get into that a little bit later. So you're on this set then, and you just thought, right, let's do it. And they're saying, right, money shot. They've got the camera light burning your, you know, your balls or whatever. And you're going, right, here we go. And you thought, this is just normal. This is natural. You did it. And what was their reaction at that point? I mean, can you remember what the actual physical reaction was of that filming crew?
After the as we call it, the pop shot, yeah, the girls kind of tripped out. Volcanic eruption. And you know, from a gravity standpoint, it still it didn't hamper me in any way. And as far as distance shooting up and this way and that way, it just was craziness. I guess, you know, even before the scene, I felt comfortable because everybody was lying out on a sun deck naked, and I just kind of got naked and laid out and just was talking, you know, talking to everybody, and so it was pretty comfortable. But at the end, it was like, I guess they'd never seen a pop shot like that before, and I just thought it was like something normal, you know, because that's all I've ever seen.
You see, that's the point.
I actually never watched a porno movie before that.
Wow, well, that's just amazing. You thought it was normal. You didn't actually go into the business thinking, right, what do I need to do? What's the most important thing? Pop shot. You didn't do that. You just went, what? You literally said that to people. You went, what? And everyone went, oh, my God. The girls that were involved in that, I can imagine their shock as well. Did they retire after that scene? Or, you know, are they still with us today?
No, they just looked like some glazed donuts after that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, it's a pretty picture you paint there. On the subject of pop shot, then, the question which has come from hundreds of people, literally, around the world, is how? Is it natural? You've hinted that it's natural. You thought it was normal. Is it normal? Is it natural? Or do you have any advice for any men out there who want to impress their lady and, you know, shock the world with their volcanic eruptions? I mean, this has been a predominant theme in many of the listener questions.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna lie and lead people on and say, you know, not some genetics and it is a lot of it's natural, obviously. When I was 17, I remember my girlfriend of 15, she used to masturbate me, and I remember, shooting 16, 17, like, as we call them, ropes, like distance, chipping little chips out of the brick on the wall, and didn't even think anything of it. Yeah. Now that I think back, I think when I was 17, it was even more intense, but I do take stuff like vitamin E. That's a given.
Okay. Hang on, slow down. I'm writing these down. Vitamin E,
vitamin E in the capsules. Probably what I take is two capsules a day. Each capsule 400 IUs.
Right.
And there's Yohimbe, which is good. Any kind of omega-3, which is also good for you in many ways. I'm just trying to think of all, you know, I eat a lot of, I take in a lot of protein. A lot of protein.
Is it true? Is it true, like, is it true you eat a lot of celery? That was like, somebody said it was a key to your success.
Well, the celery thing came up as far as, you know, a girl telling me that if you want it to taste better, celery. And I have to say that celery and pineapple will, if any of you guys are having problems with your woman not liking the taste of your spunk, then, try eating some fresh pineapple and celery.
No, absolutely. That's good advice.
More for taste.
Yeah, it is as well. I'm going to write that down as well on a little list of to-dos. Listen then, Peter North, let me ask you this then. Why do you think that all the males out there that watch pornography, and we'll talk about your female audience as well, because you've got a huge female audience. What about all the males out there? Why are they so obsessed with the pop shot? You know, heterosexual men who buy the pornography for the women, but the pop shot seems like an obsession for them. If it, you know, if it's like, you know, a Randy West type pop shot, they're just like, oh, what a waste of a movie. But, you know, you came in the game, like you said, you revolutionized it. Why is it? Why are heterosexual, red-blooded men so fascinated with it?
You know, my take on that is, and I'm starting to see it more and more, is it's kind of like that when you're with a woman. You've had great sex when she gives you like the most screaming orgasm that you can, you know, and you can ever hear or just, you know, just ever like experience around you.
Yeah.
So it's like the finale. It's, you know, the I think it's a, I don't know if it's a power thing or whatever. If, you know, when a guy has be able to, you know, do a major pop shot, major ejaculation, it just, it seems more exciting to them. Mm. You know, like the scoring series of, you know, many titles and companies that have, you know, squirting, and men are fascinated by that. Mm. You know, for the women with men, it's kind of like them feeling that, okay, that my guy had like an unbelievable orgasm, and it's showing. It's not only like him making, you know, verbal noise and screaming and enjoying it. It's it's showing it by, look at that blast of semen. So
yeah. As well as that, I must also say, you're not only the master of the pop shot, and always have been, but also you're the master of the cut scene. I'm talking about the scene that the directors probably get you to do just before the pop shot, where they just take a headshot, or they just take a top body shot. You know what I'm talking about? And you have to act as if you're about to ejaculate, even though you're probably not. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they've gotten away from doing, you know, cutting to the headshots of the guys, because I don't think that, you know, men want to really see, you know, they don't care to see the guy's face. That's why the, you know, PvP series are so, you know, popular. And you know, I do a series like that myself, the, you know, POV series, where a guy can get into the woman where she's looking at him, he's talking to him, she's relating to him, he's masturbating to her. There's more of a connection there when you're taking the equation of the guy that all she's doing is, you know, showcasing her talents with his penis, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a good
phrase.
But
as far as the pop shots, I have to say that some of my biggest pop shots have been if I go to a cut and give myself a little time for a little more of a build-up. And in my mind, you know, the more I stroke myself, you know, say if I have a scene that's not... I'm not a big advocate of Cialis or Viagra, because I didn't grow up, you know, I mean, I didn't grow up through the industry in that time. And I have a lot of respect for, you know, The Rock, Ghost of Freddy, and T.T. Boy, and a lot of the guys that, you know, we had to do, you know, 5-6 scenes in 4 or 5 days, you know.
That's
my biggest pop shots have been when I, you know, maybe have struggled a little bit during the scene. You know, just kind of gone up and down and had to, maybe take a break, or even during the scene, you know, go down on the lady and work myself up. But I'm stroking myself the whole time. And the more I build it up, the more I stroke myself. I think my record is, 6.5 feet distance.
Wow.
Or something like that.
That is unbelievable. 6.5 feet.
Yeah. Wow. I've got a few notches on the wall of camera lenses, other people I've hit. it's like a weapon sometimes.
It's funny you should bring that up, because I didn't want to myself. I was dying to ask you if that had ever happened. Where, you know, the film, you've finished the scene, they've finished filming, and they've gone, oh, damn, I just bought these trousers.
We have an individual that's in jail right now because of that.
Yeah.
My feeling on that was, I have a certain style that I like to shoot that caters to couples. It caters to a lot of people because I look at it through my eyes, and I feel like I'm a pretty passionate guy, and I think that if you put two people together and you have a connection, you know you want to put someone that is going to be attracted to someone else and vice versa, you're going to get the heat and the passion and the energy that you want in a scene. And to me, like, you don't have to go overboard with smacking her breast around. What's that? I mean, that's not sexy.
No.
You know? I mean, people are trying to be too creative. That's the problem. And they're trying to be too extreme. If you have a heated scene and you're talking to you're talking dirty to the girl, she's talking to you, she's into it, you're sweating, it's just natural passion is what I think that people need to realize. But you know what? I'll take that market. If they want to go extreme on a lot of stuff, they feel like and I think it's more of a niche. They're catering to just, you know, particular audiences. And, so be it. You know, I was never a big, a fan of trying to go, up on the other person on, you know, being extreme and going over the top and trying something.
Hello?
You know, I mean, why don't we just, you know, try to do a scene from a parachute, you know, jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I mean, how would you, for these people who are doing porn like that, how would you suggest companies today to improve their movies and push the envelope without these companies having to rely on shock and extreme scenes?
Just quality, the quality of cameras, quality of the lighting. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, mainstream television and theater. You're using the best of equipment, and I've actually upgraded my equipment even more just recently. And I had good equipment before, but then and I realized I've gone even more extreme on my equipment, my lighting, and I see a difference. And then when you have people that know what they're doing, it just makes a world of difference. But you know, the people that some people have to, you know, they have to do extreme because I think they need a niche, because otherwise, they're just going to fall into the place of a lot of other, companies.
Yeah.
A lot of other stuff that's being shot out there.
Mm.
And not to say that that it's almost getting passé. It's almost getting old at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The extreme stuff. It's just, you know, I mean, it's like putting on a show. Are we putting on like an Olympic event or a show, or do we want to? You know, does someone want to watch a heated, passionate, real sex scene? Something that's happened that's real. They're in the moment.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to say to you actually throughout the interview tonight, is the fact that you do kind of add a respectable element, and you always have done, to pornography. And we're all sat here giving you a round of applause and getting you onto the show as if there's nobody as if there's nobody out there, though, that would turn around and say what you're doing is essentially quite evil. And, you know, you're turning men blind. You know, this is the whole thing about pornography. Let's not forget about those people who think that really your whole career has been based upon something which is, at least from a Christian point of view, very, very, very bad. How do you react to that?
Everybody has their point of view and different morals. I think at this day and age, and you know, I've been pretty conservative growing up and such. And myself, if I don't have a problem with it, that's the main thing. But there's a huge audience out there. I mean, so many fans and so many people that watch it that, you know, I mean, the people that are not really accepting of it, you know, they're entitled to their opinions. And, you know, my stuff is as you notice, is probably, it's not degrading to the women. You know, it gives the women, some respectability and even gives them a little bit of power where, you know, they can maybe like, you know, control a scene or, just, you know, make the scene happen. It just, be a main part of it. It's like, to me, a guy can do a lot of things in a scene, and he usually, throughout the years, have, men have really kind of, you know, make or break a scene. Mm. But if you have the right woman with you, that scene can be dynamic.
That's interesting.
She can make that scene over the top.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, actually. I suppose it's not just about the appearance of the woman, is it? It's about her acting. It is, after all, an industry, and it's an adult acting industry.
Yeah, well, actually, I like women that, when they do a scene, they're not actually even acting. They're actually being real, and we've had a lot of that.
Really?
Like, we've had, women that, for the first time they've done a scene, all of a sudden, they're a little apprehensive, a little scared, and obviously we get our women through agencies that have already screened and everything. The process has already been done, and tested and everything. And they once they're in the scene, all of a sudden a switch goes off, and they go crazy.
Mm. Does that ever put you off? Do you ever think, whoa, wait a minute, this is getting a bit too real?
it's almost like you get into. You get into a scene where it's like an infatuation for that period of time. It's almost like you get into a scene and you might get that intense into a scene that it's just like, it's almost like you've been with that person before, but after the scene is over, it's like everybody goes their own way.
Yeah, we spoke to Lisa. We spoke to Lisa Sparks on the show many, many months back, and she was saying about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she feels sometimes a bit bad for her husband because she gets home and she's kind of like, I'm not really that interested at this point. I've finished for today. But listen, time is pushing, and we've got to get to your fans. We mentioned this at the beginning, and you mentioned them as well. These are the people that purchase. These are the people that go to your website, peternorth.com. They join the website. Let's take some listener questions now. I'm just going to fire some of these at you. They are all, of course, uncensored, so please, we've just been through all the questions which have come in, so let's have a look then what we've got. Okay,
all right.
First question then, bit of a direct question. I'm not sure if you want to do this question, but which actress was the biggest cum dodger, says Waka Waka 1970 is his name.
I don't know if I can name a particular actress, because there were a few, there were a number of them that didn't want to get their makeup messed up. Most of them, ash enough to get them in the eye.
Yeah.
And that's something that we really can't control.
Yeah.
Because, we can't aim our gun perfect all the time.
No.
And I can't really name anyone in particular that stands out, because there were a few.
Okay, next question. Which female porn star would you have liked to have done a scene with, or would still like to do a scene with in the future?
Sylvia Saint.
For what reason? Why
Sylvia Saint? I've actually used Sylvia Saint in my North Pole series twice, but with other individuals.
Right. So, yeah, your time is now. Another question. In the early 1990s, Peter performed in a lot of scenes with the English actress Sarah Young. What were his impressions of her?
Yes, I remember Sarah Young.
Yep, and the question is, what were his impressions of her, and what was she like to work with?
She was great. She was very easy to work with. It made you feel comfortable, very natural. A good personality, really can help in a guy's performance. Because if you're on a set with a young lady that's looking at her watch, what time am I leaving? She's got some, she's bringing some problem with her that from home or something like that.
Yeah, obviously, it's gonna put you off.
It's just there for the money.
Yeah.
The fans are not stupid. They could see that. They could see the difference in the scenes on who really is into it and who really likes it.
Yeah, absolutely. That brings on to our next question. Have you ever had a scene filmed that has been scrapped from a film, from the release of a film?
Not that I know of.
No.
They like to keep stuff in, like, where I did a pop shot and hit a girl in the eye with so much pressure that she was definitely complaining after the scene, but they kept that footage in.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They like sometimes they have that, you know, behind the scenes footage in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't recall anything being scrapped.
No. Yeah, I think that question was based upon not yourself. It was based upon the kind of the functions of a scene. You know, sometimes, you know, some actresses might have an issue with something, or you know, it might go down.
To put a different angle on that, I would say if an actress was performing that badly, or if she wasn't performing like, you know, you'd expect or want, we would just cut the scene. We would just send her home, and you know, with a kill feed.
Yeah. No. Right. So it wouldn't.
Just basically. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We have scrapped a number of scenes. So we have shut down scenes that are just not up to snuff, up to par, and are not happening. It's up to the director to kind of bring out the best in the talent if it's not already there. If it's not already like completely natural.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And if he's not pulling out the best in them, he'll just squash the scene.
Yeah, that's it. You wouldn't even consider it. You'd probably just end before you got to your pop shot and let's find another actress. Another question then, we'll get to the final few now then. You were very busy, and you are very busy filming professionally in all your sexual encounters. The question is, when do you find time or energy for a private sex life?
It doesn't faze me at all. Throughout my years in the business, if I was seeing someone and I had done two scenes that day, I would go home and I'd have no problem having sex, intimate sex, because it was more, it's more natural. That person is there for you and they want to be with you, and it's not, intimacy is not taken away somewhat with the camera there and the light show and people being around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's go to a few more questions. They're very, very finely. Let's have a look at these. Now, with the relation, this is from my actual co-host who's had a bit of an issue with the connection. With relation to maintaining realism and genuine connection and chemistry between actors and actresses on set, how do you determine and choose suitable actors or actresses for particular passionate and intense scenes? What's the criteria when it comes to choosing actresses?
A lot of times what we do is we find out from other people that have shot, you know, because a lot of people talk in the business, and we're not all enemies. The company is not all enemies. You know, we talk to individuals, maybe a cameraman that we know that has worked, has seen this girl work on another set and said she's like an incredible performer. You definitely want to hire this girl. And then sometimes what we'll do is we'll contact a female performer usually, and find out, you know, if there's a male performer that she hasn't worked with or she wants to work with, or someone that she has worked with that they had like a chemistry and they had a great scene, and we'll do vice versa also with some of the guys, and somehow some way we can, you know, get some good matchups like that.
Okay, what's your relationship like with Hugh Hefner, and is it true that he has experimented with guys?
And we're speaking of Hugh Hefner, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I can't, he's the man. I mean, I can't disrespect the individual, Hugh Hefner. I just think it's somewhat hypocritical that he would, condemn or... I guess that's a harsh word to condemn, but he would alienate a former playmate that has not, you know, been a playmate for many years, and would go on the internet, you know, to support her child, doing like something on the internet, like, you know, maybe self masturbation, not even be performing with a person, and he would alienate her. I think that's hypocritical, because his whole business is based on skin and naked women, and sort of an adult format, you know. And the part about the experiment, the voice, I've never even heard of that.
No, no. No, I mean, it's something that's out there. A few fans, you know, obviously are aware of this, something they wanted to answer. And listen, Peter North, it's been an absolute pleasure. Let's talk about 2009 then. If people want to watch you in action, what's the easiest way now in 2009?
PeterNorth.com, actually, because we are, we've stepped it up so much with the level of quality and the streaming and just the production value, and I'm basically known for getting, you know, when one person just said to me the other day, my replicator, who replicates my DVDs, he said, usually they get the DVDs in from a company, and there's usually like, you know, one or two hot girls out of five scenes. He says, all of your girls are hot. And I kind of pride myself on getting the, you know, being particular and getting the hottest girls I can. And so with that being said, I plan on coming up with, some more, niche, series, a few different series, changing up the things a little bit. And, with the quality of camera that I just, picked up not too long ago and the lighting package I upgraded, which my product was pretty quality before, but now it's definitely upgraded to another level.
Listen, Peter North, it's been a shame that the phone line wasn't clear and we didn't get that home number to work, but it's been a pleasure from start to finish. I wish you all the best in 2009, and thank you for taking time out to be on the Friday Night Live show.
Thank you so much for having me, and excuse the reception, and all the best to you all.
Okay, thank you. You've been very clear, by the way, for the whole interview, as you'll hear when you listen back to it. All right, Peter North, thank you. All the best. Take care.
All right, ciao.
Conspiracy Worldwide. I simply laugh because it's unique. Like this next track, which is apparently, allegedly, a new track from Dr. Dre. It's from Detox. T.I. does Dr. Dre's verse, and Nas is featured. It's going to be a track on Detox. That's what the story is. See what you think of it. It's Conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah, no rules. Live life topless, came about.